Beautiful Bill Evans tune, Very Early, is played in a 1990 recording by Don Lanfear on alto sax and Larry Coryell on guitar with Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Dean Hodges on drums. Before that, we were listening to something much more recent. That was the Jacob Zimmerman Quintet, but also playing an older song. That was a piece called Swing to Bop, and that comes from the album Recording Band. Jacob Zimmerman on tenor sax, Raymond Larson on trumpet, Jake Svensson on piano, Nate Parker bass, and Julian McDonough on drums. And that wraps up our Jazz Northwest for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. We'll be back again this same time next week for music from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, featuring music of the Bossa Nova. That's next Sunday here on Jazz Northwest. You're listening to KPLU 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1, Olympia, KVIX 89.3, Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9, Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.
I'd like to start the program today with Will Shade, Memphis, Tennessee, 1928.
across the waters, they're crying for meat and bread. And the women down on Beale Street, crying for that old can eat every day. I give my womanly daughter to get herself something to eat. I give my woman a dollar to get herself something to eat. She spent a dime for Negro and a 90 cents for that old candy. Every woman says she don't drink corn liquor, don't think she's nice and sweet. Every woman says she don't drink corn liquor, don't think she's nice and sweet. And she don't drink that old corn liquor, bet your bottom dollar she drinks that old candy. A little money can buy. Now just look what it differs. A little money can buy. Before a woman spends 50 cents upon liquor, she'll buy a dime box and can eat on a fly. Can eat is just like morphine. It crawls all through your bones. Heat is just like moss, it crawls all through your bones. And if you keep on using can't eat mama, you soon feel the fleas, you just can't leave it alone. When you catch a woman begging nickels and dimes, all up and down the street. Lord, when you catch a woman begging nickels and dimes, all up and down the street. She's only hustling them people to get that stuff you call that old candy.
Will Shade started the first set today, playing his guitar and singing for you. Better leave that stuff alone with him on piano, Jab Jones, Memphis, Tennessee, 1928. Miff Mole, his trombone and his little molars, 1927 for OK Records. Original Dixieland One Step and the traditional My Gal Sal. Red Nichols played the trumpet, Mole trombone, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, Fud Livingston arranging and playing tenor, Adrian Rollini, always interesting, on his bass sax, Arthur Shutt, piano, Dick McDonough on banjo, Eddie Lang guitar, Vic Burton on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. And support comes from...
After more than 40 years in the European Union, the United Kingdom wants out.
There is simply no need in the 21st century to be part of a federal system of government based in Brussels that is imitated nowhere else on Earth.
I'm David Green. We're covering the fallout after a rejection of the Grand European Project. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
And now Illinois Jacquet, his tenor saxophone, 1950. From My Gal Sal, we go to My Old Gal, written by Jacquet, and the lyric by his friend Billy James, will be sung by Sid McKinney. And then Slow Down Baby, also written by Illinois and sung by his brother, who plays the tenor, the trumpet, and the band Russell Jacquet. Illinois Jacquet, 1950.
My old gal don't treat me right, plays around on me each night, but I love her just the same. It's a doggone crying shame. My old gal went out last night with a guy and dug the sights, but I love her just the same. It's a doggone crying shame. What can I tell her? How can I show her that she's mine? What can I do? I know she loves me, 'cause when she hugs me, she really thrills me through and through. My old gal won't put me down, and she treats me like a clown, but I love her just the same. It's a doggone low-down shame. It's a doggone crying shame. Tell her, how can I show her that she's mine? What can I do? I know she loves me, 'cause when she hugs me, she really thrills me through and through. My old gal won't put me down, and she treats me like a clown, but I love her just the same. It's a doggone low-down shame. It's a doggone crying shame.
Mm-hmm.
well, I've got the green light too. Well, slow down, little girl, well, I've got the green light too. Well, when the red light is on, I'm gonna catch up with you. Don't leave me, baby, you don't have to go. Please don't leave me, baby, you don't have to go. I said I'd never lose you, but I'm not a lucky so-and-so. Took everything I had, bags, rags, and cash. What you're putting down ain't a thing to me but trash. So slow down, little girl, well, I've got the green light too. When the red light is on, I'm gonna catch up with you. For sale, and I don't live there no more. So slow down, little girl. Well, I've got the green light too. Well, when the red light is on, I'm gonna catch up with you. Slow down, I've got you now.
Eleanor Jacquette, that brings back a lot of memories for me. I heard him quite a few times, and he always affects me in a great way. 1950 Victor Records, My Old Gal, with Sid McKinney singing that for you. Slow Down Baby, Russell Jacquette, getting the chance to sing his brother's tune, Eleanor Jacquette, tenor saxophone, 1950. Let's check the time here. Another tenor player for you to compare if you want to, Sam Rivers. 19:55.
Thank you.
Set started with tenor saxophonist Sam Rivers, Blue Note record from 1965, and attending with him Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter bass, Joe Chambers on the drums, and one that Rivers wrote called Mellifluous Cacophony. Then Victor Young's When I Fall in Love, with Sam Rivers and Freddie Hubbard, and Changing the Rhythm section, Hal Galper on piano, Herbie Lewis playing the bass, Steve Ellington on drums, Sam Rivers. And then Chasing When I Fell in Love, Bill Evans Trio, Bill Evans piano, Scott LaFaro bass, Paul Motian, and their version for Riverside, 1961. This is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM, and support for 88.5 FM comes from
Bedrooms and More, family-owned in Wallingford for over 40 years. With over 50 two-sided flippable mattresses on display, Bedrooms and More is focused on locally manufactured natural and organic beds designed for durable comfort. More at bedroomsandmore.com. Crystal Mountain's Mount Rainier Wine Festival. Western and Eastern Washington wineries meet at Crystal Mountain for a day of wine, food, jazz, and more, Saturday, July 9th from 2 to 7. Tickets and information at stayrainier.com.
I'd like to chase a work called DB Blues. It was written and created by Lester Young. It stands for Detention Barracks. Lester didn't like being in the Army, and the Army didn't like Lester being in the Army. So that's how that was. And musician friends of mine used to say, they just ruined his style. Well, they didn't. I listened to him after he got out of the Army and so on. He's as brilliant. Nevertheless, DB Blues, Lester Young, Aladdin Records, 1945. And then 1957 to compare for King Records, Larez Alexandria version of DB Blues.
Yeah.
D.B. Blues by Lester Young, performed by him, 1945, for Aladdin Records. Vic Dickinson trombone, Dodo Marmarosa on piano. Red Callender bass, Henry Tucker playing the drums. Then a jump to 1957, King Records, Larez Alexandria doing a scat vocal of D.B. Blues. Scat comes from the word scatological. Study of whatever for disease, seeing what's going on there. So make up stuff and scat. Da boo ba dee doo ba doo ba. Something like that. Larez Alexandria. And King Pleasure, 1956, did his creation of D.B. Blues for Lester Young. And his own story about Lester. It's well worth hearing as well. Come On In My Kitchen by Robert Johnson. He wrote it in San Antonio, Texas, probably right in 1936. He recorded it there for ARC Records, his guitar and vocal. And then a jump to 1993 in Cassandra Wilson's version of Come On In My Kitchen.
There's far too be raining our door. A woman I know took for my best friend. Some joker got lucky, stole her back again. He better come on in my kitchen. It's hard to be running out the door. Ah, she's gone. I know she won't come back. I take the last nickel out of her nation, sir. You better come on in my kitchen. It's going to be raining outdoors.
Hey, can't you hear that wind howling? Oh, can't you hear that wind howling?
You better come on in my kitchen. It's going to be raining outdoors. Gets in trouble, everybody throws her down. Looking for her good friend, how can be found. You better come on in my kitchen. It's going to be raining outdoors. And a time's coming, it's going to be slow. You can't make the winter be just dry long so. You better come on in my kitchen, cause it's going to be raining outdoors.
The man I love took from my best friend. That girl got lucky, stolen back again. You better come on in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors. From his nation's side, you better come on. Yeah, my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors. Ain't you hear that wind howl? Ain't you hear that wind howl? When a man gets in trouble, everybody throws him down. Looking for his good friend, none can be found. You better come on in my kitchen, because it's going to be raining on the doors. Well, time is coming when it's gonna be slow. You can't make the weather, babe, stride along. So better come on in my kitchen, because it's going to be now. Yes, it's going to be rain.
Come on, My Kitchen by Robert Johnson, sung by him in San Antonio, Texas, 1936 for ARC Records. His guitar, his voice. Then, Cassandra Wilson, 1993, Blue Note Records, her vocal, her take on Come On in My Kitchen. Robert Johnson, Cassandra Wilson. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 1989, Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Hey, I have a suggestion for you. Why don't you get down to Sugar Jazz Bistro in Renton tonight, 6 to 9. The Full Circle Jazz Ensemble and Friends. Live music created there for you. That's right, 6 to 9. Sugar, S-H-U-G-A, Jazz Bistro, Renton. Their address, 317 Main Avenue South. Look it up, S-H-U-G-A-J-A-Z-Z-B-I-S-T-R-O. Right there, and it's worthwhile. I recommend if you want to do something that's different, you want to hear something that's by human beings who create beauty, that's the place to be, 6 to 9. All right. Phone number? Yeah, maybe I should give it. 425-274-3074. I'll give that again. 425-274-3074. Like to help out, I do, to get you and the music together as it should be. All right. Eddie Condon, his All-Stars, coming up now. Eddie Condon, All Stars, 1957, Columbia Records. Eddie playing the guitar, Wild Bill Davis in the cornet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Bob Wilbur clarinet, Gene Schroeder on piano, Leonard Gaskin playing bass, and George Whitling on the drums. What'd they do? Wolverine Blues, won by Jelly Roll Morton and the Spikes Brothers out in L.A. China Boy by Dick Winfrey and Phil Boutelgi. And the classic St. James Infirmary by Joe Primrose. Eddie Condon, All Stars. Right there. You're listening to Jazz Blues and NPR News 88.5 FM, and support for 88.5 FM comes from
the TD Victoria International Jazz Fest, now through July 3rd. This year's lineup includes Joe Jackson, the Tedeschi Trucks Band, Joe Lovano, and John Cleary. KPLU presents Gregory Porter in concert at the Royal Theatre on Sunday, July 3rd. More information at jazzvictoria.ca.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you will turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove dear my life a wreck. My life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'll gladly, gladly surrender myself to you. Body and soul. Whoa. My days have grown so lonely for you. I pine for you, dear only. Why haven't you seen it? Oh, I'm all for you. I spent my days in longing. I spent my days in longing. I'm wondering why it's me you're wronging. Why it's me you're wronging. I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you. Body and soul. It's hard to conceive it that you'd turn away romance. Are you pretending? Looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove dear my life a wreck. The taking, gladly surrender myself to you, myself to you. But yeah.
when you're alone. Who cares for starlit skies when you're alone? The magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when your lover has gone. When your lover has gone, when you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when your lover, when your lover, when your lover has gone. When your lover has gone. Wabba-doo-wee.
Two fascinating duets. 1978 in Hollywood for Pablo Records. Sarah Vaughan with Ray Brown on bass, doing Body and Soul. And then Sarah Vaughan with Louis Belson on drums, doing When Your Lover Has Gone. And it's really, really fascinating to have those kinds of changes to the sound of the tapestry of the art. Sarah Vaughan, Hollywood, 1978, Pablo Records, Body and Soul, When Your Lover Has Gone. You're listening to Jazz, Blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM. Support for 88.5 FM comes from
the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation Visitor Center. Visitors of all ages can explore interactive exhibits that share the work of partners as well as innovations created to help improve lives locally and globally. Located next to Seattle Center. More information at gatesvc.org.
Let's go now to Paris, 1937, for the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. The Hot Club of France was an organization. You became a member, and they would have concerts every once in a while, and you go down wherever they were, and you show your membership card, that kind of thing. The Quintet, Stefan Grappelli on violin, Django Reinhardt on guitar, Pierre Ferré and Marcel Bianchi on rhythm guitars, and Louis Vola playing bass.
We'll be right back.
The Quintet of the Hot Club of France, 1937, for HMV Records in Paris. Django Reinhardt playing lead guitar, Stephen Grappelli violin, Pierre Viret and Marcel Bianchi rhythm guitars, Louis Vola on the bass. They played for you Charleston, written by James P. Johnson. You're Driving Me Crazy by Walter Donaldson. Rose Room by Art Hickman. Right there. The Quintet of the Hot Club of France. They did a lot of stuff, and there are a lot of things out there you can get if you like that sound. You're listening to Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM, and support for 88.5 FM comes from...
Compass Rose, an independent gift store located in Tacoma's Proctor District and Olympia's historic downtown, and from Captain Little, an independent toy and children's bookstore located in downtown Olympia. Compass Rose and Captain Little congratulate KPLU and appreciate listener support for local independent enterprises.
brought me fame and fortune too. That book would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you.
Thank you.
set of two, Chris Anderson Trio, 1961 for Jazzland Records. His piano, Bill Lee on bass, Walter Perkins playing the drums, and Dancing in the Dark, a big hit, 1931 by Arthur Schwartz. Johnny Hartman singing 1963 for Impulse with John Coltrane tenor, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, Elvin Jones on drums, and Dedicated to You by Saul Chaplin and Sammy Kahn. Chris Anderson and Johnny Hartman. Let's go to Buenos Aires, Argentina, 1966. A group down there just loved American traditional jazz, and so they listened to the records and they wrote arrangements for their band. The band's called Porteña Jazz Band, and here they are for you. We'll be right back. Set started down in Buenos Aires, Argentina, 1966, in the Porteña Jazz Band. Friends down there who just love the traditional jazz from America. What they do? The Chant by Mel Stitzel, Working Man Blues by Joe Oliver, and Frog Eye Moore by Jelly Roll Morton. Then King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band from 1923, the record that they would have heard of Frog Eye Moore. And Jeanette Records, 1923. That one had Louis Armstrong assisting, Joe Oliver on cornet, Honoré Dutré trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lil Hardin Armstrong at the piano, Bill Johnson on banjo, and Baby Dodds, Johnny Dodds' brother, playing the drums. The Porteña Jazz Band and King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. This program is The Art of Jazz. Chicago now, 1926, with his guitar and his voice, Blind Lemon Jefferson.
Come through your town. I want to laugh and talk with a long and pleasing bride. One goes south in age, and it's one goes north in mind. One goes south in age, one goes north in mind. I got an hour to talk with that long and brown of mine. Go get my black horse and saddle up my gray mare. Go get my black horse and saddle up my gray mare. I'm going on to my good gal, she's in the woods somewhere. I can't count the times that I've stood aside in pride. I can't count the times I've stood aside in pride. Some of the blues ain't on me, but things ain't going on right. Sissy Rider, see what you done made me love you, now your friend is gone. Baby, love you, now your friend is gone. Why you made me love you, now your friend is gone. Great tall engine, a little small engine, yeah. Catch the warm all way long and left me standing, yeah. Let me walk my way, Lord, and let me stand in here. Let me walk my way, Lord, let me stand in here. What if I had a listen much of my second mind? I don't see right up in here, raise my hand and cry. I don't be about a bit, yeah, raise my hand and cry. I don't be about a bit, yeah, raise my hand and cry. Ain't no more potatoes, the frogs have killed it by. The blues ain't nothing but a good woman on your mind. Blues ain't nothing but a good woman on your mind. Well, if blues ain't nothing but a good woman on your mind. I told you, woman, I've been telling your partner to do. You 3 times 7, you know what you wanna do. 3 times 7, you know what you wanna do. Well, you 3 times 7, you know what you wanna do. Have you seen Corina? heaven to have you home. I'd had no true love since morning and gone. I'd had no true love since morning and gone. I'd had no true love since morning and gone.
Blind Lemon Jefferson for Paramount Records, recorded in Chicago, 1926, his guitar, his voice. Black Horse Blues and Carina Blues, better known as C.C. Rider. Blind Lemon Jefferson, 1926. 1957, Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers for Atlantic. His drums, Bill Hardman, trumpet, Johnny Griffin on tenor saxophone, Thelonious Monk piano, Spanky DeBrest on bass, and as I said, Blakey playing the drums.
Thank you.
Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers of 1957 for Atlantic Records, and two by Thelonious Monk, Evidence and In Walked Bud, meaning Bud Powell. Bill Hardman playing the trumpet, Johnny Griffin tenor, Monk on piano, Spanky DeBress playing bass, and Blakey, of course, on the drums. 1957. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. And support of 88.5 FM comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Here's Tierney Sutton live in our studios with some advice for young singers.
Stay focused on the music, because the rest of it is out of our hands.
Check out our extensive studio session archives at kplu.org, and thanks to the Museum of Flight for their support.
Now, a couple of friends who both play the piano, Ralph Sutton and Jay McShann, with Milt Hinton bass and Gus Johnson on drums. And they're going to tear it up for you from their famous jazz record called The Last of the Whorehouse Piano Players.
Thank you. I'll catch the sun, and I'll never, oh, give it back again. I'm gonna catch the sun, and I'm gonna keep it all for my own. In a world where no one understands, I hold my outstretched hand and I offer them, oh, to anyone who comes alone, and she tells me that she's in need of love. Yes, in need of hope, or maybe just a friend. Perhaps in time I'll even, oh, share my son. Oh, yes, my son, with that new anyone. Oh, to whom I give my heart. Comes alone, and she tells me, oh, that she's in need of love. Yes, in need of hope, or maybe just a friend. Perhaps in the time I'll even, oh, share my love. Oh, yes, my love, with that new anyone. Oh, to whom I give my heart.
Thank you.
There you have it. Two piano players side by side, old friends, Ralph Sutton and Jay McShann. 1980 for Chaz Jazz Records. Milt Hinton playing the bass. Gus Johnson, always magnificent on the drums. I Got Rhythm by George Gershwin. I'll Catch the Sun by Jay McShann. And sung by him. And Dog of Blues by Sutton and McShann. Ralph Sutton, Jay McShann. Right here on Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. Support for 88.5 FM comes from
Cactus Restaurants. For over 25 years, Cactus has been serving foods inspired by Mexico and the American Southwest, offering off-site catering services, business catering delivery, and a party pickup service for backyard and in-home entertaining. More information at cactusrestaurants.com.
Away from the city that hurts and mocks, I'm standing alone by the desolate docks in the still and the chill of the night. I see the horizon, the great unknown. My heart has an ache, it's as heavy as stone. Will the dawn coming on make it light? I cover the waterfront, I'm watching the sea. Will the one I love be coming back to me? In search of my love, and I'm covered. My starlit sky above, here am I, patiently waiting, hoping and longing. Oh, how I am. Where are you? Have you forgotten? Will you remember? Will you return? I cover the waterfront, I'm watching see, will the one I love be coming back to me? Will the one I love be coming back to me? Thank you.
Set of five, I think it was, for you. Billie Holiday sang I Cover the Waterfront. Lee Konitz played his alto on an original composition by him called Absolution. Count Basie 9 did the standard These Foolish Things featuring Frank Foster on tenor saxophone. Serge Chaloff Sextet did an original Let's Jump. And the Golden Age Jazz Band, 1974, did I Never Knew What a Gal Could Do. You're listening to, excuse me, KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.com. .org, Jazz Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thank you, Ken Wiley. Another great afternoon of jazz, and all blues, 6 hours of it, is coming up next right after Stardate.
Stardate, June 26th. The stars that mark the ends of the Big Dipper are sometimes described as renegades. While the Dipper's five other stars move through the galaxy in unison, the stars at the ends go their own ways. In 50,000 years or so, their motion will have stretched the Dipper so much that it will no longer look like a Dipper. The renegades are Dubby and Alcade. Dubby marks the lip of the Dipper's bowl, while Alcade is at the end of its handle. The other five stars are all members of the Ursa Major moving group. These stars move through the galaxy at the same speed and in the same direction. Their chemistry is alike, too. That suggests that the stars were born together. In fact, they may once have formed a tight cluster. Over time, though, the cluster was pulled apart. But even though the stars are on their own, they maintain their similar motion through space. The stars of the moving group are all roughly 80 light-years from Earth. Alcade is right at 100 light-years, while Dubby is about 25 light-years farther. And they're moving more or less in the opposite direction across the sky from the others. So over time, that will distort the Dipper's shape, then eventually destroy it, leaving our descendants without one of the sky's most recognizable star patterns. For now, though, look for the Dipper high in the northwest at nightfall, with Alcade at the top and Dubby at the bottom. Tomorrow, outlining the black hole at the heart of the Milky Way. We have more sky watching tips, the latest astronomy news, and much more about the night sky in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.
And good stargazing in the Puget Sound area, where our weather forecast calls for mostly clear skies tonight with lows around 58. Sunny Monday, highs near 80. And it's going to be a beautiful week ahead. Sunny days with, looks like, temperatures in the mid-upper 70s for the most part as we head all the way through next weekend. And in Seattle right now, beautiful evening, scattered cloud, 77 degrees. Olympia, clear, 79 degrees. Bellingham, clear, 76 degrees. Well, thanks for tuning in. It's 6 o'clock Sunday night. I'm John Kessler, and I'm ready to go with 6 hours of All Blues. I've picked out some cool new stuff for us to listen to, and some people that are going to be in the Northwest very soon, like Tedeschi Trucks Band, Jimmy Vaughn, Samantha Fish, and the Blues Time Machine at 8. Let's get the show going. 6 hours of blues starts right now with Muddy Waters on 88.5 FM. Yeah.